Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Emergency hypoallergenic infant formula arrived in Indianapolis this morning from Germany. It's the first of several scheduled deliveries from Europe to relieve the U.S. shortage. Darian Benson from member station WFYI reports health experts call the delivery hopeful.
The shipment contained hypoallergenic Nestle formula for children with dairy allergies. Indianapolis is a Nestle distribution hub. Chief Medical Information Officer for Riley Children's Health in Indianapolis, Dr. Emily Weber, says the specialty formula is a priority.
For some of these children, their bodies simply can't break down the nutrition in other types of formulas.
Sunday's shipment to Indianapolis was the first in the Biden administration's plan to address the formula shortage. Weber called the shipment a sign of hope.
We're looking forward to getting that nutrition in the hands of our families and their babies.
FDA and Nestle will quality check stock before distributing to hospitals, pharmacies, and doctor's offices. For NPR News, I'm Darian Benson in Indianapolis.
The Biden administration is preparing for another surge of coronavirus infections this coming fall. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, top health officials say the ability of the U.S. to fight a new wave of illness hinges on funding from Congress.
The administration is pushing for more money to pay for things like vaccines and testing in the coming months. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha made another plea to Congress on ABC's This Week.
The need for Congress to step up and fund this effort is, if they don't, Martha, we will go into the fall and winter without that next generation of vaccines, without treatments and diagnostics. That's going to make it much, much harder for us to take care of and protect Americans.
The request comes as the administration is tackling another COVID-19 surge right now. Cases have been rising across the U.S., and Jha says people in crowded indoor spaces, especially in areas with high transmission rates, should continue to wear a mask. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
Israel's shaky government has stabilized, and it's no longer led by a minority coalition. As NPR's Daniel Estern in Tel Aviv reports, a political crisis was quickly reversed.
Days ago, a Palestinian Arab lawmaker from a left-wing party quit the Israeli governing coalition in protest of recent police violence against Palestinians. When she quit, the coalition lost its governing majority. That could have led to the government's collapse. This weekend, she said she'd return to the government to prevent new elections and prevent the right wing from gaining power.
And Pierce Daniel Estrin. Asian markets are trading in mixed territory at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is up about 0.7%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong, down about 0.8%. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher. You're listening to NPR News. Police in a Missouri city are continuing their investigation into the possible suicide by a teenager from Afghanistan. Fred Fletcher Fierro from member station KRPS has more.
Webb City Police say the investigation is ongoing into the death of 14-year-old Rezwan Kohistani. Kohistani was found dead on May 5th at his high school, came into Missouri last fall after the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Webb City Police in a statement Saturday say they are investigating reports that he was bullied at school, but they have been unable to confirm those claims. Also on Saturday, community members gathered for a candlelight vigil to remember Kohistani. A GoFundMe page has raised over $28,000 to help with his family's relocation to Texas. Webb City Police say they are waiting for the toxicology report before issuing their final report on his death. For NPR News, I'm Fred Fletcher Fierro in Webb City, Missouri.
The price of a gallon of gas surged over the past 2 weeks, up 33 cents to $4.71 a gallon for regular. That's $1.61 higher than it was a year ago. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price jump comes amid higher crude oil costs and tight gas supplies. At the weekend box office, Disney's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness remained in the top spot for the third weekend in a row, with an estimated $31 million in ticket sales. So far, the film has taken in $342 million in North America. Downton Abbey, A New Era, the second movie of the beloved British TV show, debuted with $16 million in second place. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher. This is NPR News.